Hello and welcome to Meta Tales. I am so excited. I'm your host, Ashley O, and I have three boys, and they love to hear stories. I bet you do too. What's so awesome about Meta Tales is that we end every story with a lesson that points back to the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that we can see that at the core of every story is the Meta Tale.
If you're enjoying our episodes, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can see when we upload new stories once a month. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Meta Tales Friends. Okay, Meta Tales Friends, it's November, and in honor of Thanksgiving, we have a rewritten classic Greek legend about a king who learned the hard way to be thankful. It is called King Midas.
Once upon a time, there lived a very wealthy king named Midas. He had storehouses full of treasure, golden trinkets and bracelets set with precious rubies and emeralds. He also had a great many servants to do the cooking, the cleaning, the washing, and other small tasks too, like picking out his clothes or putting lotion on his feet before bed. Of all his many treasures, the greatest was his little daughter, Marigold, who had long golden hair and a beautiful smile, and who loved her father with all her heart. She was absolutely his greatest treasure, although he did not know it yet. For instead of spending time with her, he would spend his time counting his treasure. Long days and nights he spent counting all the treasure in his storehouse, while his little girl ran and played in her garden. She would bring beautiful lilies and lilacs to her father to show him and say, "Look, father, what I picked for you today." Her father would look down at her smiling face, pat her on the head and murmur, "Thank you, little daughter," and then turn again to his counting. You see, while King Midas was wealthy, he was not happy, because he was never grateful for what he had. He always wanted more. One evening, as he finished his counting for the day, he looked over all his treasure and said aloud, "What I have is not enough. I want more. I wish I could have all the gold I wanted. I wish whatever I touch turned to gold." Just that moment, a fair lady appeared next to him. Her clothes shimmered, and she had a silver circlet on her head and a silver wand in her hand. "I am the wish granter," she said. "You wish for whatever you touch to turn to gold, and behold, it shall be. But know, King Midas, that it is your gratitude and not your greed that is the key."
Your treasures while you sit alone inside, but know that you'll be counting forever and you'll never be satisfied. If only you could see the beauty all around you, open your eyes and be grateful. The Lord has blessed you, have as you wish, endless wealth. Gratitude and not your greed, that is the key to happiness. To happiness.
King Midas was quite startled by the sudden appearance of this lady and almost fell over in his chair. But when he regained his composure, he responded,
"Fair lady, you speak in riddles and I don't understand all this about gratitude. But if you are the wish granter, which I really hope you are, do let it be. What a treat and a power to turn everything I want into gold."
"It will be then, king," she said with a frown, and disappeared as quickly as she had appeared a few moments before. The king sat and stared at the place she had been, rubbed his eyes and looked at his hands. They did not look any different, and he certainly did not feel any different. "Oh well," he said to himself.
I must be too tired from the day, and making up dreams in my head.
He turned to leave his storehouse and walk towards the castle. But when he reached for the door handle to shut the door, it turned into solid, gleaming gold.
Ha 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 ha!
Laughed the king.
How wonderful! I am already wealthy, but now no one will compare to me.
King Midas walked up the path toward his castle, touching blades of grass and flowers all the way and watching them turn into bright gold. The flowers fell to the ground. They were no more colorful growing flowers, but lifeless, heavy golden things. King Midas laughed and danced all the way to the castle. In the castle, too, he walked up and down the hallways, touching tapestries and knights of armor statues and rugs, until most of the castle was gleaming.
Gold upon the ceilings and gold upon the floor. Gold upon the staircase and gold upon the door. With just a touch of my tiniest toe, everything transforms into pure solid gold. Just wait until my marigold sees what her father has come to be. I am now the richest of all the kings, and everyone will honor me. What a wonderful day, he laughed to himself. I will celebrate with some wine.
But when King Midas reached for his golden goblet and the wine touched his lips, it also turned to gold.
Oh, bother, he said. How will I drink anything if it all turns to gold? Oh, well, now for dinner.
He called his servant to bring in his dinner, and when it was set before him, he reached for an apple on his plate. It too turned to gold.
Oh, bother, he said. How will I eat anything if it all turns to gold?
Just then, his little daughter came skipping in through the door, carrying a beautiful rose for her father. Here, father, I have brought you this beautiful rose from the garden.
Little daughter, King Midas smiled. Watch, I will make it even more beautiful.
And he took the rose from her hand, and it turned into gold.
Oh, no, father,
she exclaimed and began to cry.
Why, little daughter, I have made the rose more beautiful for you. Why are you crying?
Because it was alive and now it is dead, father. I do not want a golden rose. I want a real red rose from the garden.
King Midas was very confused at this answer, but wanted to comfort his daughter, and so he reached out to dry her tears. But when he touched her face, it turned to gold, along with her neck and her shoulders and the rest of her, until standing before King Midas was not his living daughter, but a golden statue. At this, King Midas finally realized his foolishness and himself began to cry.
Little daughter, my beautiful daughter, I wanted everything I touched to turn to gold. And now I have turned my food, my drink, and even my precious daughter to gold.
King Midas sat on his now golden floor and wept.
What use is a golden floor and a golden palace if I have no one to live in it with me? What use is a golden food and golden drink when no one can share it with me? I am too greedy, and I should have been grateful. I see now that my true treasure is not gold. It is all the good gifts that God has given me.
And King Midas began to pray.
Dear Lord, I promise, if the wish granter will restore my daughter back to me, I will share all my gold and learn to be grateful for what I have.
As if waiting for her call, the wish granter did appear before him. Do you know now, King Midas, that it is your gratitude and not your greed that is the key to your happiness?
Oh yes, yes, thank you for returning, wish granter,
he responded, rising to his knees and bowing low before her. Then I will grant your second wish. Your daughter will return to you, and you may share the gold you have and learn to be grateful for what the Lord gives you. At her words, King Midas's little daughter did return to him, albeit a little confused at what had happened. King Midas laughed and took her in his arms, and together they left the gold behind and went into the garden, where Marigold was happy to show her father all the many growing live flowers.
If only you could see the beauty all around you, open your eyes and be grateful. The Lord has blessed you, have as you wish, endless wealth and gold. Gratitude and not your greed, that is the key to happiness. To happiness.
King Midas did share what he had, for all things that he had touched remained gold, and he was able to sell them and provide for many of the poor in his kingdom. And if ever King Midas felt the urge to return to his storehouse and count whatever he had left, he looked instead upon his daughter and said, "It is gratitude and not greed that brings happiness." The end.
Going to tell you all about the big story. Did you know all stories point to the big story? The story of creation. Fall. Redemption.
God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son.
And restoration. This is the story that we all live in. So, how does King Midas fit into the big story? Well, let's review. King Midas was a very wealthy king, and he spent a lot of time counting all his money. Do you think King Midas was grateful for what he had, or was he greedy for more?
He was greedy for more.
Yes, he was greedy. That's why he wished to turn everything into gold. Did a beautiful fairy grant his wish?
Yes.
Sure did. And do you remember what happened? Everything he touched, even by his little teeny weeny toe, turned to pure gold. Did that make King Midas happy like he thought it would?
No, he was sad.
No. Well, at first he was happy. Kind of crazy happy. And then something really sad happened. He turned his own daughter into gold. And then he was really sad and wished he could take it all back. Did the fairy let him take it back?
Yes, she did.
She did! Shoo-wee! Thankfully, little Marigold did not stay gold, and King Midas was able to sell all his golden treasures and take care of the people in his kingdom. Do you know what this story is about? It's about being thankful. And this month, many people in America celebrate Thanksgiving. It's the month of the harvest. And when farmers bring in all the crops, they can eat a big meal and thank God for giving them food that year. King Midas didn't know how to be thankful. He kept wishing for more and more and did not see the treasure that he already had right in front of him, which was his daughter. Have you ever been like that? Like if you see a commercial on TV for a really cool toy, and then you forget all about the toy that your mom and dad got for you yesterday. Or maybe when you see a yummy snack that your friend is eating and forget that you just had ice cream a few minutes ago. Or maybe you're just like King Midas and even forget to spend time with your brother or sister because you're too busy. I think we can all be greedy sometimes. Even parents can be too busy to be thankful. But if you take a minute and look around you, you can see all the many good gifts that God has given you. How about you do that right now? Look around you and name 5 things that you can see that you're thankful for. Go ahead. I'll wait. That you're here with me, and I think that God made you just as you are, and I like you. Do you know that when we're being thankful, we're being just like Jesus? Jesus is so happy when we can look at him and say, "Thank you, God, for everything." He loves to give us good gifts. That's why he gave us the best gift of salvation by dying on the cross for us. You may have some awesome toys and yummy food, but nothing compares to getting to know Jesus and getting to see him one day in heaven. We will be celebrating and saying thank you to God for all eternity. Woohoo! Let's do our verse for today. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Psalm chapter 150, verse 6.
Psalm chapter 150, verse 6.
Praise God! Praise God! Whoop, whoop! Praise God! Yeah! Okay, friends. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye!